Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Mr. James from KDISD. It's time for Jesse's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Rebecca in Seabrook, good morning. Welcome to Jesse's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Good morning.
All right, you ready to hand Jesse Watt another loss?
We'll see.
Can you ask her to leave the studio?
I'll try my best.
Can you ask Jesse to leave the studio? We'll get the game started.
Let's go.
All right, I'm heading out then, Rebecca. Good luck, sister. You got this.
Bye, Jesse.
Thank you.
All right, here is the deal. Rebecca, I'm going to ask you the five questions first. Jesse just shared that she's going to run to the restroom, so she's not even going to be outside this soundproof studio. She's going to be all the way down the other end of the hall. She's not going to hear these answers. I'm going to ask you first. We'll get Jesse back in here. I'm going to ask her the exact same questions. You get more right than Jesse, Watt, that money is going to be yours.
All right.
Question number one. Luke Bryan fell on stage this past weekend. At first, it looked like he slipped on a fan's phone, but then new footage shows that it looks like he slipped, then just landed on the phone. Luke Bryan is a judge for now on this singing competition show.
American Idol.
Question number two. Speaking of singing competitions, a woman who was stalking Harry Styles has just been sentenced to 14 months behind bars because she sent him 8,000 letters in less than a month. Harry's boy band One Direction participated in this singing competition back in 2010.
I'll just say American Idol.
Okay. Question number three. Tom Cruise reportedly shocked guests at Victoria Beckham's birthday party when he started breakdancing in front of everyone. This is multiple choice. What talk show host show did Tom famously jump on the couch to profess his love for actress Katie Holmes? Was it Oprah, Ellen, or Kelly Clarkson?
Oprah.
Question number four. Beyoncé's fans are upset with the singer after he gave Taylor Swift a longer and more loving shout-out after working with her than he did with Beyoncé. This singer was featured on Levi Jeans with Beyoncé and Fortnite with Taylor Swift. What singer am I talking about?
I'm not sure about that one. I'm failing.
What? You're not failing? Throw out any guess. This is where I would put C, so throw out any guess.
I don't, Luke Bryan, I know that's not right, but I just have to, I can't think of one right now.
I know, when you're asked to just throw out a guess, your mind just feels like it goes blank. So let's get to question number five, also multiple choice. Michael Jackson's former home is being renovated for a biopic. The home was called Nevermore, Neverland, or Neverwood.
Neverland.
You got 3 out of 5? You did all right. Let's get Jesse Watt back in here. Come on in, Jesse.
All right, fingers crossed.
Fingers ultimately crossed.
My fingers are crossed. What are we talking about? Rebecca, how'd it go?
Not so well. But I did okay. I wish I had done better.
Okay, what was the score?
I got 3 out of 5.
Oh, okay. That's actually pretty darn good.
She did very well. That's the score to beat Jesse Watt. Question number one. Luke Bryan fell on stage this past weekend. Now, at first, it looked like he slipped on a fan's phone. But now there's new footage that makes it look like he slipped and then he just landed on the fan's phone. Luke Bryan is right now a judge on what singing competition show?
American Idol.
You guys both got that right? Tie game. Question two. Speaking of singing competitions, a woman who was stalking Harry Styles was sentenced to 14 months behind bars because she sent him 8,000 letters in less than a month. Harry's boy band One Direction participated in this singing competition show back in 2010.
Oh, okay. Simon Cowell. It was either America's Got Talent or Britain's Got... I'll go Britain. Britain's Got Talent. Really?
It was called The X Factor.
Oh, okay.
God, Simon Cowell's been on a lot of shows.
He's rich. Question number three. Tom Cruise reportedly shot guests at Victoria Beckham's birthday party when he started breakdancing in front of everyone. What talk show host did Tom famously jump on her couch to profess his love for Katie Holmes? This is multiple choice. Was it Oprah, Ellen, or Kelly Clarkson?
Ellen.
No!
It was Oprah.
No, are you kidding?
No. You got that one right, Rebecca, which means you take the lead 2-1.
Ooh.
So I have to get everything else correct. I can't believe I just got two in a row wrong.
All right, Jesse, one incorrect answer means that Rebecca from Seabrook taking your money in Jesse's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Question number four. Beyonce fans are upset with this singer after he gave Taylor Swift a longer and more loving shout-out after working with her than he did when he worked with Beyonce. This singer did Levi Jeans with Beyonce and Fortnite with Taylor Swift. What singer am I talking about?
Post Malone.
Which means it comes down to this final question. Because ties do always go to Jesse. I have to remind you, Rebecca. The score is now 3-2. You have the lead. If Jesse gets this wrong, you will take home $100 of her money.
Okay.
Final question. Michael Jackson's former home is being renovated for a biopic. Mm. The home was called, multiple choice, Nevermore, Neverland, or Neverwood.
Oh, I know this one. I'm so sorry. I love you, Rebecca. Neverland. I'm so sorry.
I thought you had it, Rebecca, if we're being honest.
Me too. Are you kidding me? My heart sunk.
I saw Jessie checking her bank account online. I'm like, the nerves are real, but ties do always go to Jessie because it is her money. And the final score today is 3-3. Rebecca from Seabrook, you know what that means.
I tied Jessie's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Be here for...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.